la vida no se detiene cuando te enfermas. Las vacunas contra las enfermedades respiratorias pueden protegerte para que juegues con tu compañero fiel. Según tu edad y tu salud, podrían recomendarte vacunas contra la gripe, el COVID-19, el VRS o la infección neumocócica. Vacunarte puede ayudarte a seguir en el juego. Infórmate en cdeep.org/es/vacunas-protegen. Presentado por The American Lung Association y CBIP, combatiendo enfermedades respiratorias infecciosas.
Hey everyone, Madison Lane here, your friendly neighborhood guide to all things Stoic and awesome. I'm so glad you're joining me today on the Stoic Way. Now, before we dive in, let's be real for a second. Life can get crazy, right? We're bombarded with information, deadlines, social pressures. It's enough to make anyone feel like their brain is a scrambled egg sometimes. That's why I'm passionate about sharing the wisdom of Stoicism, because honestly, it's the ultimate self-care blueprint for navigating this chaotic world. Today, we're tackling something super important, prioritizing your mental health daily. Think of it like this: your mental well-being is like that fancy sports car you've always dreamed of owning. You wouldn't just leave it out in the rain, covered in bird droppings, would you? No way. You take care of it, pamper it, make sure it's running smoothly, right? Well, your mind deserves the same treatment. Here are 5 key takeaways that can help you become a mental health champion. First up, practice mindful awareness. Ever feel like you're constantly on autopilot, just reacting to things instead of truly living in the moment? Mindfulness is like hitting the pause button and checking in with yourself. Pay attention to your thoughts and feelings without judgment. It's like taking a mental vacation from all the noise. You can do this by focusing on your breath, noticing the sensations around you, or even just taking a few minutes each day to sit in silence. Trust me, it's like hitting refresh on your brain. Next, cultivate gratitude. Seriously, take a moment to appreciate the good stuff. It sounds cheesy, but focusing on what you're grateful for can shift your entire perspective. Think about all the amazing things in your life, your health, your loved ones, even that perfect cup of coffee you just had. Keep a gratitude journal, write down 3 things you're thankful for every day, or simply take a moment to savor those little joys. You'll be amazed at how much brighter your world feels. Embrace challenges as opportunities for growth. Remember that time you totally bombed a presentation, but learned so much from the experience. Or when you failed miserably at something, but came back stronger than ever. Challenges are inevitable, but they don't have to define us. Think of them as stepping stones on your path to becoming a better, more resilient version of yourself. Don't be afraid to step outside your comfort zone. That's where the magic happens. Practice self-compassion. You know that inner critic who's always judging you. Time to tell it to take a hike. Be kind to yourself, just like you would be to a good friend going through a tough time. Acknowledge your struggles without beating yourself up. Remember, everyone makes mistakes and has setbacks. It's part of being human. Treat yourself with love and understanding, and don't be afraid to seek support when you need it. Finally, prioritize your downtime. You wouldn't run a car nonstop without giving it breaks, right? Your mind needs time to recharge too. Make time for activities that bring you joy, whether it's reading, spending time in nature, listening to music, or simply taking a nap. Remember, rest is not a luxury, it's essential for your mental well-being. Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine you're at work, deadlines are looming, emails are piling up, and suddenly your head feels like it's about to explode. You're feeling overwhelmed, stressed, and just plain grumpy. This is where prioritizing your mental health comes in. If you take an even 5 minutes that morning to practice mindfulness, maybe by focusing on your breath while sipping your coffee, you might have ended the day with a calmer, clearer mind. Or perhaps if you'd made time for a short walk during your lunch break and noticed the beauty of a blooming flower or the warmth of the sun on your skin, the stressful feeling could have dissipated faster. Think about it. These small changes can make a huge difference in how you navigate those challenging moments. So remember, taking care of your mental health isn't just about avoiding burnout, it's about living a more fulfilling, joyful life. It's about being present, appreciating the good stuff, and facing challenges with resilience. And that's exactly what we're here for, to equip you with the tools and wisdom to build a life of purpose, peace, and inner strength. Ready to take action? Start small. Maybe choose one of these tips to incorporate into your day. Share this episode with a friend who might benefit from hearing it. And let's keep the conversation going. Join me on social media and share your thoughts and experiences. Until next time, remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.